And now, The Ceiling Fan and Tadpole Radio proudly present A Day in the Life of Ethan Daniels.
This podcast contains no trans fats.
This is The Ceiling Fan.
That's right. Everything must go.
Ethan, it's time to get up.
Hey, Mom. I'm tired.
Ethan, when I was pregnant with you, I was in college full-time, working two full-time jobs, gave birth to you between two final exams, and you want to talk to me about being tired?
Not really. It sounds like a boring conversation.
What was that?
Nothing, Mom. I'm getting up.
Well, I'm going to pour you some cereal, and if you don't get out of bed in 5 minutes, I'm going to come in there and pour milk on your head.
Ah, she's so weird. But I love her. Milk.
Oh, there's the phone. Hello.
Oh, man. Monday already? Oh, man, I almost forgot the ceiling fan. Gotta get that together sometime this week. I'll do it later. Gotta get to school.
Well, there you are, sleepyhead. About time you got up. Now hurry up and eat. I'm not going to be late for work because of you. So if you don't want to walk to school again, you better be in the car in 5 minutes.
All right, Mom, I'll be there. Okay, I'm ready, Mom.
All right, let's get out of here. So, how are things?
All right. I have a lot of things on my mind.
Ethan, you are 14 years old. What could possibly be on your mind?
Well, lots of things, Mom. Life is pretty stressful for me. I have some pretty tough classes, math, science, and we don't have recess anymore.
Well, I guess I can see how that would stress you out.
I know, right? Plus, I've got to get this new podcast finished and up this week.
Podcast?
Mom, I told you about it, remember? The Adventures in Odyssey. You haven't listened yet? I sent you the link like a month ago.
Ethan, I can't listen to all your little recordings. But I will look at it, I promise.
You know I work really hard. Oh, wait. I'll turn it up. Turn it up. I love this segment.
All right.
Odyssey News Update. Odyssey police took a homeless man into custody today when he was found sleeping in a children's clubhouse in the woods. Tom Artichoke has the story. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm down below a treehouse that area children call Wonder World, a place that has long been another outlet for over-imaginative children. Earlier today, however, it was found to have served another purpose, a dwelling for a vagabond who calls himself D.D. The Odyssey Police Department denied our request for an official statement, but the vagrant himself said that he simply wanted to revisit his old haunt and proceeded to spin a wild tale about building the clubhouse as a child. We'll have more details as this story unfolds. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. We're receiving word right now that there's new developments on the story already. We're going live to Odyssey Police Station where Trish Leslie is on the scene. Trish, can you please enlighten us as to what exactly is going on here?
Well, John, it seems that the police have made a little mistake in their attempts to identify the man in custody. After hours of beating and waterboarding, the homeless drifter who calls himself D.D., has been positively identified by local businessman John Avery Whitaker as Digger Digwillow, one of the many Odyssey youths that have simply vanished without a trace over the years. It was also discovered that Mr. Digwillow did in fact construct the Wonderworld treehouse, Odyssey Police spokesperson Ron McDaniel had this to say.
We're terribly sorry that we did not believe Mr. Digwell in the first place. It turns out that the level of coercion that we used to obtain the truth was unwarranted because he was in fact telling the truth.
Mr. McDaniel, is it true that your department tortured Mr. Digwillow?
Simulated drowning is not torture.
There you have it, John. Simulated drowning is not torture.
Trish, what exactly does that have to do with the story wrap-up?
Oh, right. Well, it seems that the whole ordeal was one big misunderstanding. I had a chance to talk to Mr. Digwillow earlier after finding out that his parents still live in the area. When I asked him why he stayed in the treehouse instead of letting his parents know that he was alive, he told me that he hadn't really considered that option, but he finds his family to be a bit too boring. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Trish. This has been a Morning Drive Odyssey News Update. On behalf of Tom Artichoke and Trish Leslie, this is John Watsonberger with the Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Oh man, that's funny. I love that.
I don't think I understand.
It's supposed to be funny, Mom. It's like a newscast, but about adventures in Odyssey.
Right, and what is this adventures in Odyssey? Is that some sort of Greek thing?
What? Mom, it's only like the awesomest show ever. It's what my podcast is all about. I am its biggest fan, Mom.
All right, Ethan. Well, you better get into school. You have your lunch and all your homework?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a kiss.
Mom, please.
Come on now.
Okay. Oh, and I won't be needing a ride after school because I'm going to walk home so I can stop by the corner store and talk to Phil.
Okay. Oh, wait, here's some cash. Pick up some milk,
okay,
too.
Okay, Mom. See ya. Another day of boring class.
Hey, Ethan.
Oh, hey, Abby. What's up?
Not much. Oh, I heard your podcast.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Oh, cool. And do you want my autograph?
It wasn't that good.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I gotta get going.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'll see you at lunch, okay?
Sure.
Bye, Ethan.
See you later.
She totally digs me.
So, as you can see, the only explanation for the existence of humans is that some slime turned into monkeys. The monkeys shaved their bodies and started walking upright, forsaking the tops of trees for caves. All of a sudden, these monkey men discovered fire, and voila, they turned into what we know now as Homo sapiens sapiens. This is the only explanation that makes any sense at all, and it is absolute proof that there is no God, and that everything is relative, meaning that there are no absolutes. Now turn with me to chapter...
Gosh, this is so boring. I wonder what I should do for the podcast tonight. Maybe... Aw, man, I need to talk to Todd about his skills as a drummer. I wonder what a good name for an Odyssey tribute band would be. Oh, McAllister Park. That's it.
Mr. Daniels.
Now, what should I write this song about?
Mr. Daniels.
Oh, the Magna Carta?
First of all, wrong class. Secondly, I wasn't even asking a question. You need to get your head out of the clouds this instant. In fact, perhaps I should send you to the principal's office. Maybe she could talk some sense into... Well, it seems that you are off the hook for now. Please pay attention. Next class.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Green. Man, I gotta get out of here. Phil.
Hey, Ethan, how was school?
Boring. How's the exciting life of a secret agent working undercover at a convenience store, like yourself?
Super dangerous as always, but you gotta keep it down. The agency would be very upset if you blew my cover.
Oh, right. So, have you come up with any ideas for episode 11 of The Ceiling Fan?
Well, as a matter of fact, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about our day-to-day lives, share some dark secrets, or maybe just glorify the reality of it all.
Well, that sounds stupid.
Well, fine. What did you have in mind?
I'll get back to you on that. It's getting late. I need to get home. Oh, I almost forgot. I need to get some milk. I'm just gonna run back to the cooler and get that.
I truly believe that kid was dropped on his head as a child.
I got it.
Okay, that'll be $3.99.
Thanks, Phil. Oh, could you come over later and work on the podcast?
Not this evening, dude. My Warriors Club is pulling a major raid on some zombie werewolves tonight.
World of Battle Arts again?
Sorry, buddy. A man's gotta have his priorities in line.
I guess you're right. Oh, by the way, Phil, someone sent us this tape of this a cappella version of our theme song. Check it out.
Yo, yo, Jazzy GGG here with me and my home dog.
Marky J.
Whoa, what?
What?
Boom, 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 boom.
What do you think, dude?
We'll talk about it later, Ethan.
All right. Well, I'll see you later, Phil.
Have a great day.
Mom, I'm home.
Okay, dear. Make sure you get the trash out. Then get that room cleaned up.
But, Mom, I...
Ethan?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, man. I'm gonna have to get through these chores super fast. All right. Done. Man, I'm tired. Oh, no. I still have to do the Ceiling Fan podcast. I really only have time to do one scene. Well, I guess I'll start with the last scene. Just like I always do. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Radio. Today's episode is written and directed by Kevin McCreary and Mark Jones, and produced by KMAP Studios. Voice talent includes Laura Eller, Cody Fields, Ariel Sepala, and Christy Putnam. Don't forget to keep in touch with the latest Ceiling Fan news at theceilingfan.blogspot.com.
Has been positively identified by local blah, 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 blah.